Investigators later surmised that the Avianca pilots must have assumed that ATC was jumping them to the head of the queue, in front of the dozens of other planes circling Kennedy. In fact, they weren't. They were just being added to the end of the line. It was a crucial misunderstanding upon which the fate of the plane would ultimately rest. But did the pilots raise the issue again, looking for clarification? No. Nor did they bring up the issue of fuel again for another 38 minutes. To Ratwadi, the silence in the cockpit made no sense. And as a way of explaining why, Ratwadi began to talk about what had happened to him that morning, on the way over from Dubai. "We had this lady in the back," he said. "We reckoned she was having a stroke, seizing, vomiting, in bad shape. She was an Indian lady whose daughter lives in the States. Her husband spoke no English, no Hindi, only Punjabi. No one could communicate with him. He looked like he had just walked off a village in the Punjab, and they had absolutely no money. I was actually over Moscow when it happened, but I knew we couldn't go to Moscow. I didn't know what would happen to these people if we did. I said to the first officer, 'You fly the plane. We have to go to Helsinki.'" The immediate problem Ratwadi faced is that they were less than halfway through a very long flight, which meant that they had far more fuel in their tanks than they usually do when it comes time to land. "We were 60 tons over maximum landing weight," he said, "so now I had to make a choice. I could dump the fuel, but countries hate it when you dump fuel. It's messy stuff, and they would have routed me somewhere over the Baltic Sea, and it would have taken me 40 minutes, and the lady probably would have died. So I decided to land anyway. My choice." That meant the plane was landing heavy. They couldn't use the automated landing system because it wasn't set up to handle a plane with that much weight. "At that stage, I took over the controls," Ratwadi went on. "I had to ensure that the airplane touched down very softly. Otherwise, there would have been a risk of structural damage. It could have been a real mess. There are also performance issues with landing heavy. If you clear the runway and have to go around, you may not have enough thrust to climb back up. It was a lot of work. You're juggling a lot of balls. You've got to get it right. Because it was a long flight, there were two other pilots. So I got them up, and they got involved in doing everything as well. We had four people up there, which really helped in coordinating everything. I'd never been to Helsinki before. I had no idea how the airport was, no idea whether the runways were long enough. I had to find an approach, figure out if we could land there, figure out the performance parameters, and tell the company what we were doing. At one point, I was talking to three different people, talking to Dubai, talking to Medlink, which is a service in Arizona where they put a doctor on call, and I was talking to the two doctors who were attending to the lady in the back. It was nonstop for 40 minutes. We were lucky the weather was very good in Helsinki," he continued. "Trying to do an approach in bad weather, plus a heavy plane, plus an unfamiliar airport, that's not good. Because it was Finland, a first world country, they were very well set up, very flexible. I said to them, 'I'm heavy. I would like to land into the wind. You want to slow yourself down in that situation.' They said, 'No problem.' They landed us in the opposite direction than they normally use. We came in over the city, which they usually avoid for noise reasons." Think about what was required of Ratwadi. He had to be a good pilot. That much goes without saying. He had to have the technical skill to land heavy. But almost everything else that Ratwadi did that made that emergency landing a success fell outside the strict definition of piloting skills. He had to weigh the risk of damaging his plane against the risk to the woman's life. And then, once that choice was made, he had to think through the implications for the sick passenger in the back of Helsinki versus Moscow. He had to educate himself, quickly, on the parameters of an airport he had never seen before.